Good morning, KC. Welcome, everybody from around the country, to Kansas City as we gear up for Comic-Con.
It's happening, people. It's happening this weekend, Friday, Saturday, Sunday, Bartle Hall.
Isn't it amazing, Teresa, when it started years ago, it started out real slow, and how big it's become?
I love it. Kansas City Comic-Con. And Kevin Smith is going to be here. And we're going to talk to him this morning around 7:50. He's doing his Batman on Batman podcast. He's going to do it live Saturday night.
I like the video that Tara recorded yesterday with the mayor.
Oh, the superhero mayor. Yeah. That's really cool. You can see it up on our Rocket and Teresa Facebook. Yeah. The best part of the video, though, is that we were thinking that Tara would interview the people from Comic-Con.
Right.
But really, they just wanted to do a fun video of them saying, here, all these tickets. You can give them away on your show. Kevin Smith is going to call you tomorrow. So the whole time, Tara's just standing in the video like, am I supposed to be doing something?
And then I came in because we were running out of time. Because, you know, we do a lot behind the scenes. You girls were recording a video. I'm like, it was time to go.
It was right before we ended the show.
My eyeballs went crazy between you and Teresa. Like, what do I do? How do I wrap this up? How do I get out of here? This isn't an interview.
I've already been warned because I'm really not much into, I don't know much about this. So Teresa, just be quiet.
Yeah, you guys can just leave the room. Kevin and I are going to have an intimate conversation.
We just can't make this up.
So this week, a contestant on The Price is Right got some boos from the audience and kind of confused Drew Carey because he chose to pass up a 75% chance to win a car and just stop the game where he was and take the cash.
You have $1,500 cash. You can keep that or go for another roll. Try to get the five cars with the roll that one.
I'll take the $1,500 cash, Drew.
You don't want to roll that one to try to win the car?
No, I'll take the $1,500.
Are you sure?
I'm sure.
But all you have, you get two more rolls. You get two more chances to get the get that to turn that $1,500 into a car.
I won the $1,500.
Okay, I just want to let you know that it's like a freebie. You can roll this and no penalty. You might get only $500 or $1,000, but you might win a car.
Oh no, $1,500 would be fine.
He's gonna take the $1,500, folks. I'm not gonna talk him out of it. Man, oh Kevin, we are a heartbreaker.
Some people think he made the right choice, though, because he could have walked away with nothing, or he could have won the car.
And they paid all the taxes.
You have to pay taxes on it, and it could end up being like $9,000.
Because I didn't know that until you had a relative that was on there.
My sister-in-law Haley won a bunch of stuff. Yeah, a guy in Oklahoma challenged his former neighbor to a knife fight on Sunday, and to protect himself, he made his own armor by taping a bunch of adult magazines around his midsection.
Perfect.
The neighbor called the cops, though, and he was arrested. Las Vegas started a new self-driving shuttle service yesterday, and within the first hour, it already had an accident.
Oh, no.
Everyone's fine. It was actually another driver that crashed into it. A guy in Germany was recently just kind of causing a disturbance or whatever. When police showed up, he was busted with a, quote, significant bulge in his pants. The man told officers that he had a snake in his pants. But it was true. He pulled out a 14-inch baby python.
Oh, no.
That's what they call it these days.
And finally, KFC is offering people in Japan the chance to soak in the essence of fried chicken. They've announced on Twitter that they've teamed up with a retailer to create bath bomb scented with chicken. All 11 herbs and spices. Can you imagine that?
No.
No.
You don't think that's relaxing to soak in a tub of chicken?
We just can't make this up.
KMXV, Kansas City.
Let's go.
Transmitting live from the heart of Westport. We are.